I really like that video. I hope that that video is an encouragement to you. I think it's pretty exciting stuff what we get to celebrate when we celebrate Christmas Eve. This is the eve of the day that many of us have waited for and prepared for. It's finally here. Probably a lot of the kids have been anxiously awaiting, maybe some of the parents too. What is there? But today, tonight, and tomorrow, we really are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And that's what that video talked about, and that's what that video really reminded us of. And as we prepare here at the church, we celebrate a number of different ways through the Advent season, right? If you have attended here, or maybe you've been listening online, or maybe you haven't checked it out yet, but you want to check it out after we're done tonight, we started off at the beginning of December, and we talked about declaring war because we have hope in Jesus Christ. And we celebrated that Sunday with communion because our hope that we have in Jesus didn't just come because he was born. It came because he came to reconcile and reconnect us to God the Father. And we're going to hang tight with those lights just a second. I hear them cracking already, but hang tight. There's going to be a moment we're going to get to light them. And it's not a real spectacular, like a movie moment, but it's just going to be a moment. So, well, they're going to last all night anyway. So if you want to crack them, it doesn't matter. But we celebrated communion, and it was some people view it as odd that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus by celebrating his death and resurrection. But really, that's why we celebrate his birth, is because he came to reconnect us to God the Father, his Father, our Father. And he did that through his self-sacrifice in his death and resurrection. And I have a hard time myself celebrating Christmas without strongly focusing on the sacrifice that Jesus made. And in our second week, we talked about love. And we talked about the love of God and how he sacrificed for us. And we talked about how we are here to love others as a church, how we are here to love others in our community, and how we're to love this world. And we started with creating a special collection for many of the single moms in our community that have been attending a single moms ministry that we host here. And we got to bless them with gift cards, as I shared with the church this past Sunday. And it was just an opportunity to love our community, love people in need, love those that might have less, love those that we are ministering to. And then the third week, we talked about joy. And we talked about how we should have joy because we have Jesus. I think that's a pretty good reason to have joy. And we celebrated some Christmas there with a Christmas banquet where we got to hang out and share our joy that we have with each other. And it was a good day. And we talked about how we have joy which isn't based on our circumstances, but we have joy based in Jesus, who is always the same, who's given us promises of blessings and has given us promises that are so much abundance we can't even describe them at one sitting. It goes on and on and on as we go through Scripture of his promises. And that should bring us joy. And the fact that we're followers of Christ, that should give us joy. And then this past Sunday, which was 2 days ago, we talked about peace. And we talked about how we can have peace in our lives because when Jesus came, he came to bring in and usher in a new kingdom here on earth. And it was a kingdom that is not of this earth, but is above this earth. And it's something that we need to celebrate, because when we are living on kingdom values, when we're living in kingdom mindsets, things are different. And many of you may have at one time said the Lord's Prayer at school back in the day, or maybe, you know, we've read it, we've attended somewhere where we've participated and said the Lord's Prayer. And we say right in there, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we pray for and we should be asking for each and every day. And Jesus ushered in that kingdom. So we celebrate his birth. We celebrate Jesus today. Luke 2:11 tells us this. It says, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And tonight we remember that Jesus is the light of the world. And if you haven't cracked your light, crack your light now and remember. And those that have lights, if you want to bring some lights up to our music people as well, I have lots. I want you guys to have your light too, instead of wrestling in your seats. But we remember today that Jesus is the light of the world. And then if we continue on reading in John 8:12, we read about this. It says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and he said, what did he say? He said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. See, when we have Jesus in our life, because he came to earth, we have a light. We have these lights. And having these lights, this is very dim compared to walking with Jesus each and every day because he is our light and he lights our path and he lights our way. God sent Jesus to give us hope, didn't he? He sent Jesus to give us peace. He sent Jesus to give us joy and this opportunity to love all people. And he loves us. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. That's one of the many reasons and one of the many benefits of serving Jesus. See, far away from Bethlehem, wise men saw a star in the sky, didn't they? We've read about it. We've maybe acted in little plays about it. And if we read Matthew 2:1-2, it says Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw the star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. Or if we read Matthew 2:10-11, it says, when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. See, God used a star to guide wise men to Jesus as well. God has guided us to the true meaning of Christmas during Advent. God has come into the world in Jesus Christ to be with us so that we can experience God's hope, God's joy, God's love, and God's peace in our life every single day. Is that something to celebrate? I think so. I hope that stirs your heart and makes you want to celebrate it as well. Those are some amazing, awesome things. Hope, joy, love, and peace from God. Man, let me explain it like this. We may have joy, we may have love, we may have peace in our everyday life, but until we experience it with God, then we really experience it because he is the joy giver. He loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. He is the peace giver. He gives us hope more than anything. Nothing beyond Jesus and God can give us hope like this. And we need to grab onto that hope. So this Christmas, remember, that gift of Jesus was not just for the people in one place, but for all people, okay? Because God guided us to the true meaning during Advent. And we need to remember that. It's for all people. See, the thing that we need to accept is that gift that Jesus brought, we need to accept it. That gift of Jesus, we need to accept him, and we need to accept the gifts that he has. We need to accept him as king of our lives and lord of our lives, and we can't just say, yay, I celebrate Christmas, let's open some presents and have some turkey. It's not what it's about. It is what it's about. It's about celebrating Jesus. It's about knowing Jesus. So knowing who he is, getting to know him and having him know you, because that's what he wants. And that's exciting to me. We need to accept that gift and we need to ask him into our hearts in order to experience all those amazing, wonderful things that he brought. So let's pray. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. God, thank you for sending Jesus for each and every one of us, and not just for a select few. Because God, you called us all to you. So God, we thank you for that. God, we celebrate that you want to know us. You want a relationship with each and every one of us. You want to get us to know us more, and you want us to know you more. So God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you want that relationship with us. And on this Christmas Day tomorrow, God, I pray that you will help us remember and rejoice again because your son Jesus was born. Help us live, God, each day remembering your love, remembering your care, remembering the fact that you sent Jesus for us. I pray that from tonight on, we would we would live in that hope and that love and that joy and that peace that you can only give. I pray that we would celebrate your birth, Jesus, in a new and real way. God, I pray for those that are traveling, for the family that we may not be connecting with us over the holidays. God, I pray that you would bless each and every one of them. Father, for those that are here, God, I pray that tonight, in this short service, Father, that you would just stir us to be excited for you. That you would stir us into a passion for you, that we would get joyful, that we would experience your peace, that we would experience your love, and that we would know that you are the light of the world, and that you would be light in our life, and you would be Lord of our life. So God, give us a great day. Give us a great time of refreshing the next few days. And Father, remind us how much you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. The music team is